This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tom.
Okay, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the talk radio roundup, a review of what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of April 11th to the 15th, so through to the beginning of the Easter weekend. I don't know that any of the stories have been affected by that, frankly, but we'll go through the list with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner both here to take the point of view that we've taken on most of these stories during the week on the DJV program. And if you don't get to listen to the DJV program, you can. If it's not available on your station, you can listen to it each day. The whole program all day long is available at DJV Show. That's the full show, djvshow.com. Or you can hear the podcasts as well every day at djvshow.com. So I'm going to go through the list of stories. At number 10, what's going on the space station? We'll go back to some of these ladies. You might pick out some of the ones that you would like to extrapolate a little bit more info on. The situation of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South this time of year, lots of wild storms. At number 8, our education department and the money that's being spent, or by according to some, wasted on programs that don't work. Number 7, immigration who's coming into the country and what they're doing. I have a story about Somalis that I found out yesterday this week, and I'll share that as we go into that particular item. Number 6 is COVID and where we are with all of that, the mask thing. I just found out we were talking on the DJV program this week about having the government has required or extended the requirement for us to wear masks on planes again. And the airline management is crazy about that because they don't say there's no need for it, and there isn't, because the planes are as clean and fresh in terms of air as you can find anywhere. And it's also interesting to know that 8 airlines around the world this week have announced that they will no longer require passengers to wear masks on the aircraft. So that's a slap in the face to our government or the citizen. What is it, the Center for Disease Confusion? Okay to have them. I think it makes sense to have them on trains and buses and subways and stuff, but airplanes, yeah. No, not at all. Okay, number 5, social media. Jay's going to talk about some of the things that are important. Get some of your response to some of our discussions this week on the DJV program later through the course of the program. Number 4, partisan politics, the same old, that's really what it is. Doesn't change. Democrats good, Republicans bad, depending on who you're talking to. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Never going to move ahead in this country until we figure out how to make things work the way they used to. Great to have differences, important to point out different things, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. Number 3, the subway shooting in New York. Wow. There's something to behold, that story. If you don't know much about it, we'll talk about it. The economy, big bad stories, and, of course, the number one item is the war. Russia has threatened this week to deploy nukes if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Yeah, okay. You guys, there's no way the Russians are going to win this. And there's no way that Russia will be a respectable country anymore as far as government is concerned. And there's no way that Putin can survive. There just isn't. And the more of this stuff that comes around, he's going to blow up the Baltic because Sweden and Finland join NATO.
They're furious about that.
Well, so. Why are they furious about it? It's their own doing. All of this stuff is their own doing.
Of course.
And the rest of the world seems to be finding this out. That's why, you know, Finland, they've never paid much attention. Sweden, pretty much a neutral country. They don't want to be subject to this sort of thing. And meanwhile, this week there were a lot of various ways that the truth has been explanation, if you will, in pamphlets and things. I don't know how they're getting these spread around, though. Do you know, ladies, how all of these new measures, these new the pamphlets and leaflets and things are being distributed to tell the Russians what really is going on, but I don't know how that stuff is getting spread around. We certainly aren't flying over Leningrad to drop the pamphlets.
Yeah, and I mean, there are, well, do you mean people come, you mean pamphlets? I don't know what you mean by pamphlets and leaflets and stuff.
From NATO?
Covert. It's a covert operations almost, because you don't want to get, nobody would want to get caught because you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. That's a lot like where a lot of Christians go to different countries and they do not want the Bible anywhere and they secretly distribute the Bible to places. Mm-hmm. It's probably something along the same lines as that.
Okay.
Well, and also a lot of people in Russia have bought VPNs, so they've got their own private network to stay connected to the internet, and so they've got a free and open internet if you have a VPN. A lot of athletes use VPNs as well when they went to Beijing, so that they weren't, you know, being monitored by the Chinese government. So there are ways of certainly spreading information, and it's just a matter of, you know, we just keep seeing more and more how many people in Russia are actually supporting Putin. And it's, you know, it seems to keep getting more and more popular because he's spinning it. And the TV, if you watch TV in Russia, you only get like a few channels now. Yeah. They've cut everything else off. And you're only getting this Russian state news. So it looks like you're on the right side of evil here, but they're not.
But still, even if with them putting out this propaganda and cutting the channels, wouldn't somebody with common sense think, hey, I believe everything they're telling me, but why are they stopping other news outlets? Or why are they stopping other channels? Why am I only getting this side of the information? Wouldn't that make you question so much more? And it seems like a lot of people in Russia are not questioning enough.
Right.
Also in league with number one, the story of the conduct of the war, the Moskva is the Russian flagship. It's the big destroyer, big warship that now it was attacked earlier this week and it has sunk into the Black Sea. The video of this flashing around the world and people in Ukraine out in the public, you know, the big demonstrations. The Russian Ministry of Defense even admitted that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk.
Yeah, they said it was a fire on board. Ukraine says, not so fast. We shot it.
Blew it out.
And honestly, there are a lot of people still trying to even confirm what actually happened. Because, you know, Ukraine has their own messaging war that they engaged in. And so, you know, they like to claim victory on that. And either way, it's a big loss to the Russian Navy, for sure. Right.
Doesn't make them look very powerful.
No.
And, you know, the only way that they can have any success, it would appear, in fighting other major countries would be to use their nuclear weaponry, because they don't seem to be able to get it together. A small country, population 60 million, with the ability to push the Russians back, population 240 million in Russia, and they can't muster up enough good soldiers. Yeah, they're all drunk or they're all running away. Not all of them, but certainly many of them are. So the news, the stories are more horror, more stress. You know, these people are they're doing a yeoman's job. But then something you just said, Victoria, is worth consideration. Are we getting the straight story? Because we know that the Ukrainians are capable, after all, they have Russian lineage. And the Russians are not truthful at all. So these people cut out of the same cloth. We like them because they're standing up to the Russians, and we like them because they have a quasi-democracy that's pretty damn corrupt, but then all of those Eastern European countries are pretty damn corrupt, because that's the way the USSR was operated. The history of that part of the world is corruption and deceit. That just is. So how do we know? I think you asked the question, and that's the right question. How do we know what's really true? I want to believe, because I don't like Putin, never have, and I would like him to be exterminated along with his crew so that the Russian people have a chance. But have they ever had a chance? I mean, look at the history since the Bolshevik Revolution or even the Tsars. I mean, the history of Russia is loaded pretty much consistently with despots who have controlled people, the population, through intimidation, right? I mean, look at the history of Russia. So, you know, it sort of, I think, flows on to Ukraine, although this guy seems to have been, Zelensky seems to have been popularly elected in the real, you know, really and truly, or at least as much as, again, anybody in the Eastern European
country. Well, there are a lot of corruption charges, too, and accusations with him. So it's, you know, nobody's perfect. No one seems to be scandal-free.
No. But he's our guy, and therefore, if he's our, this is the history of America. We backed some pretty lousy characters over the history of our country for whatever our own. Let's face it. We do what's good for us. We support the people who support us. Not necessarily are they always the good guys. I mean, look at some of the people we've supported in Africa and people that we've supported in Asia. Yeah. No, and this guy, I mean, you can go through a textbook of people that we have supported that ought not to have been, I mean, in a practical, even Steven world, they wouldn't have been supported. But they are, because they're our guys. There's the good guys, the bad guys, and our guys. Kind of like the army. Is the right way, the wrong way, and the army way of doing things. So that's, I think, somewhat food for thought. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, so there's one final piece, I think the final, but there's another story here regarding the war, the conduct of the war, what's happening to the Russians. So we've all the last two, 3 weeks wondered about the Russian yachts, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 million yachts. So the latest one to be grabbed came into Fiji. But the police grabbed it, the customs officials there, docked in Fiji, but it didn't have any, it had no papers. It didn't have, it just showed up. And so this is a Reuters story this week. No customs clearance. It just, they found a place they thought they could hide the boat.
How do you hide a boat that big?
That's 300, this is 350 feet long.
That's a cruise ship. How do you hide a cruise ship?
Yeah. No. Well, what do you call people in Fiji? Fijians? Anyway.
Fijians.
They said, see you later. All right, 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through the comments section. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a talk radio review, a roundup of what, in this case, some people are saying their comments for us on our social media questions that Jay has asked through the week about some of the issues, starting with COVID. So what do we have here, Jay?
Well, one of the big debates is COVID-19's effect on mental health. Jeff Schmidt says, I think it's still too early to tell the effects on mental health. We're just now starting to get life back to what most people would call quote-unquote normal, whatever that means, and we don't know the real effects. We might not know the real effects for decades. In his opinion, technically, we don't even know when it's really going to be over.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever be over at all. It's going to fold into the other flus that we have to be careful of.
Yeah, there's some more. Yeah. Was it epidemic?
Yeah. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Jay Martin says he knows his wife is still battling physical problems with it, and mentally it gives her periods of depression about the speed of her recovery.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are dealing with that. That has to be so rough. Mike Johns says some people have told me that they can't keep being asked to stay home. He's 43 years old and loves being alone. He doesn't get lonely unless he wants to be lonely. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people felt like they thrived in the year 2020 at like the height of the pandemic. Samantha Freeman says, illness happens and nobody has ever been as scared of getting sick until now, and it's not all COVID fears. They are afraid of all illnesses now. Parents terrified of their kids getting sick with anything, that all these kids are becoming germophobic shut-ins.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. People keep using these germ things that you see everywhere. You put a squirt on your hand and you supposedly are cleaner.
Hand sanitizer.
That is the worst possible thing you can do for your health and well-being. And this is more of the kind of bunkum or BS that you get from the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, use the hand sanitizers. No, they kill all the good germs, all the good bacteria. Your system cannot possibly function without the bacteria you have in your gut. Billions of bacteria. And the more you do to kill them, the sicker you're going to get. That's basically the bottom line. And no doctor worth his or her salt will argue with that. All right, what else we got? The CDC. Now, here we go.
Extending mask mandates for transportation.
So annoying.
Tara Bishop says, why extend? People don't wear them properly now. No one covers their nose anymore, and most are wearing dirty masks.
That's a very important point. Yeah.
Right, Don Mayers says, by all means, wear one if you have a personal reason to, but it seems the need for mandatory use has passed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree with
yep.
that one. Jeremy Major says, remember when Fauci said the typical mask people buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses?
Contradiction from Fauci. What else?
There you go. Instead of Center for Disease Confusion, Center for Disease Contradiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lyle Hicks adds, truly waste of time. Masks provide some protection from the spread of germs. Common sense does more protection.
Yep. All right, Elon Musk. that was a Freudian. Elon Musk and his Twitter thing. What's going on? What are people saying about that?
Tim Oski says, buying businesses and successfully growing them is a skill that deserves respect like any other. It's one thing to have the funds for purchase. It's another to be successful following the purchase.
Yep. All right, who else? What does Vinny say?
Vinny Kishan says, Elon's multi-billion-dollar request to buy Twitter outright when half of that money could go towards a better cause, like making sure no child in America ever goes hungry. And Mindy Stevens also says, why do people have the right to tell others what to do with their money?
Exactly. Do what you want with your money there. That's good advice. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks for your input.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. 62-year-old Frank James on his YouTube account.
And I tell American Negro this, I keep telling you the same thing. White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. You still refuse to understand this.
Mr. James did not enter a plea on the terrorist charges. One of Russian Navy's most symbolic warships has sunk in the Black Sea. 50 days into Vladimir Putin's invasion of his neighbor Ukraine, the Russian Military of Defense reported Thursday evening that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk. Russia claims the damage happened when a fire broke out on board. Ukraine claims it shot missiles into the cruiser. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
John Paul Mac Isaac, the Delaware computer shop owner who obtained the infamous Hunter Biden laptop, talks about censorship in America on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I woke up on October 14th, 2020, to my phone blowing up because my information had been leaked from the New York Post article, so people instantly made the connection. And within, by I think it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, it all stopped. It was like this collaborative effort to shut down social mainstream media, and it worked. And anybody who tried to even voice the subject on Twitter was denied, even in private messaging. So I was just astounded that, you know, A, I was trying to get out of this without ever getting my information leaked to the public. I had a business to run that didn't last too much longer, and I didn't want to leave my community, which I ultimately had to. So It was astonishing to me that there was such that collaborative effort to shut down this story.
Jack Sweeney runs a Twitter account that posts updates on the whereabouts of Elon Musk's private jet. As it was announced Thursday that Musk had offered to buy Twitter outright for a $43 billion deal, Sweeney reacted to the news by tweeting, "Oh no." The account Elon Musk Jet has 402,000 followers. Sweeney says he started the account in June of 2020 and uses bots to gather publicly available air traffic data. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue the conversation here. It's obvious we're continuing it off the air. Let's keep it going on the air. The DJ Veers, Jennifer's not with us this week, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through our thoughts, what we've experienced, what we've talked about this week on the DJV program. As I said, you can get the DJV download anytime, day or night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at DJV Show. And you can get the daily show all day, every day, and the podcast at djvshow.com. The number six item this week has to do with COVID. And the discussion, it seems to me, that took most of the wind, well, there were two things that took the wind out of the room or the oxygen out of the room. One of them were booster shots. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine produced the testing, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's connected to the DJV program through DJV Health, says that there was a robust response in children aged 5 through 11. And so This is the data actually shows a 36-fold increase in antibody levels effective against the variant that is popular, or not popular, but most pronounced, the Omicron at the moment. And this is a measurement that was done a month or so after the booster was actually administered. So at this point, they don't know how long the protection will last with youngsters. Now, there are some who are trying to get the authorization for shots for younger, you know, talking 1 year old kids, that sort of thing. Pfizer says the new data could benefit from other, that children can get another shot. 140 youngsters who already have two shots were given a booster 6 months later. Researchers find the extra shot generally revved up their immune response. Okay, so Jay, you're the parent of a young boy about 2 years old. What's been your position for in the vaccine discussion and debate with your child, with your family, with your friends, as to what to do? What's the thing that makes you most comfortable?
I'm pro vaccine for my family, but I also respect other people for not wanting to have their kids vaccinated. As far as the COVID vaccine, I'm doing whatever his pediatrician thinks is best. Mac gets the weirdest things. He's like living in the 1800s. He had impetigo, which is a really contagious skin infection, and scarlet fever back around Christmas time. So I feel like I should be more concerned about dysentery at this point than COVID.
Scurvy's next.
Yes. He's living on the Oregon Trail, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor Mac.
But I do, my friend base, they're kind of mixed. About half of them they have had their kids vaccinated if they're of age. Ones who have babies, half of them are like, yes, as soon as they're available to them, absolutely, and others are like, no. Well, it's really across the board.
Does seem to be no consistency. Okay, number two, the economy this week is number two story, according to Talkers Magazine. Interesting that mortgage rates have been affected, as you might imagine, by inflation. The average mortgage rate has gone up 2 points to almost 5%. This is the first time it's been this high since the problems of 2009 when the economy went into the bucket. So what this will do to the housing boom, probably temper it somewhat depending on what you're building or what you're buying. The need is still there, but what happens is that more units will be built or become available for rental than for purchase. That's probably what this will mean.
It's interesting. We were stopped at a red light yesterday, and we were next to a real estate agency that's sort of on the corner, and it's a very popular. You know what they have, the glass windows, and they have all the listings in the windows.
Yeah, you can go in the window. Yeah.
Normally, the windows are completely covered all the way around. This is a corner unit office, so it's normally completely covered all the way around with available properties. We counted them while we were at the light. There were 14. That's it. There's no inventory anywhere,
nope.
So I don't know. And everyone that we know who has either bought or sold has either paid way over asking or has sold for way over asking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that a mortgage rate of going up to 5% is going to stop or slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't. And then I am not a homeowner, so here's a question. If you lock in at a 5% mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple years go by, and the mortgage rates drop back down again. You can just refinance, right?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
because you're not paying off any of the principal at that point. You're only paying interest, right?
So, Jay, you sold your house this week, right? And you had lots of offers?
Yeah, we closed in a few weeks. We had 8 offers over the course of 3 days, 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing.
And this is a medium-priced house, right? We're not talking about something that is either very inexpensive or very expensive. It's kind of a medium, I'm going to guess. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's sort of a medium range.
Yeah, it's medium. It's medium range.
Right. So on January 30th of this year, the fixed rate average was 3.22%. And now as we get into the middle of April, it's almost 5%, 4.92%. So that's what's going on in the mortgage department. That'll affect the economy to a point. Also announced this week, the closing of more Kmart stores. Do you realize, I remember back when Martha Stewart and Jacqueline Smith used to, they were all over the place touting Kmart. Do you know there are only 3 Kmart stores left in the country? three.
I'm shocked that there are even three left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
they'll
close them. Yeah, they'll close them.
Because Walmart and Target have just taken over what was the Kmart sort of landscape.
Well,
and so
the behind the scenes here that may or may not make a difference to people. A guy named Ed Lambert was a real estate tycoon, and he bought up all the Kmart leases and all the Kmart stores because it was a real estate play for him. And then he did the same thing with Sears Roebuck. Bought up all the leases, bought up all of the places, because some of the stores were on land that they owned. Some of it was in malls, and they leased it. But those leases and the property themselves were worth more than the stores were. So he basically did what he do. He killed Sears, the Sears brand, which has been an American tradition for 150 years. Just killed it. But Craftsman Tools, made in China now. Crap, junk. And anything else that Sears was, the Kenmore wash machines, they're junk. And, you know, you can't buy it. Everything is cheap junk. And people know it, so they've stayed away, and that's why we're down to three Kmart stores.
Well, and the Sears, I hope that guy, for his own sake, I hope he was
Lambert.
Able to unload a lot of those properties, because now they're just, no one goes to the mall. They're just sitting empty. And there's a Sears that's near us in New Jersey where we live, and it's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
So unless you can sell all that property to Amazon for more and more warehouses, it's tough to have that kind of real estate.
It is. The real estate business for stores, offices, that kind of stuff, not so great. But there are mixed-use buildings that are going up with retail that are – the retail business is much different than the office business. And that's what you can see, more and more little stores opening, little businesses, that kind of stuff. So that's part of the things that's affecting our economy. Also, with regard to the economy, U.S. crude drilling has increased in the last couple of months. Permits for new wells in the most prolific U.S. oil fields. This signals a coming production surge. Government is trying to push this sort of confused our people, you know, investment-wise. Now we're being told not to invest. This is what I've heard from a couple of my friends this week. Okay, I'm buying oil futures and gas futures because the solar stuff has been put on the back burner. And, the whole business. These people are looking at this completely from a political point of view. Biden's popularity has gone down like a rock in the last 3 or 4 months, especially. I think it's down, I think this week it was 33% or something. And that's because people are PO'd about the cost of gasoline. They blame him, which isn't really fair because, you know, you can blame him for a lot of stuff, but he didn't start the Ukrainian war. He made it difficult for a while. It would be a lot easier if we had more leases and we could drill for more oil. That's the basic bottom line.
The thing is, though, that's there are two things here. Then this is a big topic of conversation that people have had, and I think that the price of gas is probably the number one topic of conversation, right, in households.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing is, when they did the survey from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, they did that survey earlier this week of 132 oil and gas firms. 59% of them said they're not increasing their oil production because of investors. Investors don't want them to do it because they're making record profits. Mm-hmm. And then the second, I mean, that was 59% was the answer. That's just wild to me. And then the second answer was supply chain issues, but that was down at 15%. Responded saying that. But, you know, I mean, Biden's getting, he's getting hit from all ends, right? Everyone says, oh, he's got to increase leases and things like that. Well, the Washington Post did a story in the end of January, which no one cared about back then because the price of gas wasn't an issue before the Ukraine war. But he outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands, but no one talks about that. Yeah. I mean, it's wild. Everyone wants to blame him for all this stuff. He's getting hit from the left.
He deserves to get blamed for a lot of stuff. He's not been a good leader when it comes to the war in Ukraine.
I disagree. Leadership. We're in lockstep with NATO. I think I don't agree with the system.
I mean, NATO, that doesn't mean that I think that NATO is doing a great job of leadership.
Well,
that's
what I said.
I don't think
NATO has done the right thing, but, the point of being in NATO. It's a group, it's a group vote.
Stock
but the thing
market.
That really is, yeah, but the thing that's really wild is just he's getting hit from the left because they want him to do more green energy, and he's issuing all these drilling permits, and now crude oil is going to start pumping more. So, The shale stuff, you're always talking about shale, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a superficial drill. I don't know.
No,
but there's more
drill.
Of that happening.
It's in oil shale is on the surface in certain parts of the world, like up both in the North Pole and the South Pole, lots of oil shale, and they are able to, through a process that was discovered about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you gather it up and you can wash the oil out of the sand. That's basically, and it was very profitable.
I guess that's happening now, too, more.
Yeah, right. The prices are up. All right, one other thing, number seven this week, immigration, the problems. In Texas, lawmakers urging the state to halt the execution of Melissa Lucio, who's a Hispanic. She was asked for clemency because she had asked for it because she was convicted of killing her daughter, and apparently, pretty obvious to everybody, she didn't. And so,
what happened was that it's an accident, and she was interrogated without an attorney for so many hours that at the end she goes,
she barely speaks English.
I did it.
Yeah, she barely speaks English. That's part of the problem, and that's.
I hadn't heard that part, but she's got a lot of people who are now defending her, including a former jury member who said they made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
How do you not, you know, at least give her another trial when a jury member comes out and says, "Yeah, I would have voted differently."
Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like a Law and Order episode in the making. All right. The other thing that I found out this week is that the country. Remember, I've talked over the years about the Somalis and how they have a huge enclave of them up in Lewiston, Maine. Well, apparently, they are now going to places where slaughterhouses are being built around the country because they're the only ones who will work in slaughterhouses, believe that or not. The Somalis and slaughterhouses. There's something to talk about.
Wow.
You're going to have that in your weekend discussions. Now, 48 after the hour. Thank you, ladies. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay here on the Talk Radio Review.
Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please. please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Time for our weekly report from the automobile industry. Buy a car now. That's pretty right. We can make a very short report out of this. Nick Miles, it's Nick News. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com. The high used car prices, a fact of life, COVID and all of the parts and all of the other stuff. There are some key data points that offer some hope, though, it would seem to me, looking around at the circumstances here. Nick, I want to get your input. The surge in used vehicle prices certainly has helped the market, but the used value index of markets shows a drop this month in April. So is this a sign of the times, a sign of the future? They're off about 5%. The average used car was $21,754 last month. What do you make of all this?
Well, that's a lot of money, and when you hear that used cars are actually sometimes more than the new cars, I was hearing now that, you know, you can trade used cars in sometimes for more money than the car was when it was new. Why not buy the new car version? I just wait the extra 2 months. You know, sometimes even if you have to order it or shop around or travel from state to state. You know, that's what I would do. Yeah, it just seems a little bit difficult to wait and find the right car. And I think you have to just plan it out and go shopping a little harder and look beyond where you were looking before. There are now so many great websites that can help you out and show you good prices. So you just have to it's not pull the trigger, basically earlier, and you have to do a little more shopping.
Do most of the dealers subscribe to this? Do they put into the info that is around? Where's the information gleaned from? Like, I have a friend who has 21 auto dealerships. Is he providing information that helps people come up with these numbers?
They have to, you know, put their vehicles on websites, and there are a lot of automatic website scanners now that can just scan all the dealers' websites and see the prices. So You can't not advertise your prices. And this is what some of these websites do. And so they do it automatically, and you now can see what dealers are charging for surcharges with some of these websites. So if you're going to be a guy who's going to charge extra high prices, you're going to be identified pretty quickly. So,
right.
So it's fairly easy to find out with the dealers who are being unscrupulous. There's not really major unscrupulous dealerships out there, and if they are, they're getting identified very, very quickly.
Right. They don't last long. Yeah.
Yeah, most dealers are doing what they have to do in the market. The biggest challenge, and I think we've talked about this before, is if a dealer doesn't mark a vehicle up, the consumer is marking it up, reselling it immediately after they buy it anyway.
Right, so exactly.
You got to be careful.
Yep. All right, the hottest new cars at the New York Auto Show. I see a lot of that stuff online. What did weren't you there this week?
Yeah, we were there all week talking about new cars, trucks, and SUVs. Look, even though all of the data is saying everybody is looking at electric, 57% of true car saying 57% of people are actually considering an electric car, that's not what's on the floor of the auto show. It's all SUV, SUV, SUV. The biggest news there was the brand new Jeep Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer gets extended. They get an L version with an extra 12 inches at the back. So now they're this sort of suburban size because Americans just want more room. And electric vehicles really aren't up to able to haul and pull that sort of size of room of vehicle right now. So that's what Americans want. They want SUVs. They want third row. They're even doing things like heating the third row in the Palisade now.
Really?
Now no longer do the kid in the third row have to have a cold backside. They get a warm backside.
Oh, the poor little kid in the backseat is cold. No.
Exactly.
Toughen the kid up. Come on, open the window.
We want more amenities. We want bigger stuff. We want, and Americans are doing camping trips again, and we're overlanding. And we're doing trips to grandma's. We're not flying off to Tahiti and that sort of thing. We're actually staying inside America for our vacation. So we're getting bigger vehicles, packing everything up, and going on camping trips and road trips much more than we ever were. I mean, RVing is up 600%. So we're seeing people buy vehicles that they can go to work in. We're seeing people buy vehicles that we can go to play in and go on road trips in.
Well, there's still a lot of focus on Hyundai, I noticed this week, and Kia and Mazda, or whatever. Not that they're the most important cars in America, but they seem to be getting traction, so we'll keep up with that. Keeping up with everybody here when it comes to car stuff, it's Nick Miles here at 59.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.